capital and real estate wealth, net of debt, reached 9.5 billion euros, 6 years' worth of national income. French wealth fell slightly in 2008-9, but started climbing again in 2010, and now exceeds 10 trillion euros. If we put these figures in historical perspective, we can see that wealth hasn't been this robust in a century. Today, private net wealth is still equal to nearly 6 years' worth of national income, compared to less than 4 years in the 1980s and less than 3 years in the 1950s. You would have to go back to the Belle Époque, 1900 to 1910, to find French wealth holders so prosperous, with wealth-to-income ratios on the order of 6 to 7. See Thomas Piketty on The Long-Run Evolution of Inheritance, France 1820 to 2050. Quarterly Journal of Economics, 126, number 3, 2011, available at Thomas Piketty staff page, Paris School of Economics, Piketty, psc.ens.fr. It can be seen, incidentally, that wealth owners' current prosperity isn't simply due to deregulation. It's also, and chiefly, a long-term catch-up phenomenon after the violent shocks of the early 20th century, as well as a phenomenon linked to the slow growth of recent decades, which automatically leads to extremely high wealth-to-income ratios. The enduring fact is that we live in an era when wealth in the rich countries does very well, while production and incomes grow slowly.